This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, if you can support this network, it's encouraged to do so. The Republic Broadcasting Network homepage gives you all the detailed information of if you have different ways to support this network financially. There's options to run you down that path to do so. The independent media nowadays is suffering bad because we have all these fake news outlets. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that this term fake news is going to be used against America here before too long. There to worse, someday, soon, you will probably, the way this country is going and other Western-backed ones and this New World Order agenda, that you'll have the state-approved media, kind of like George Orwell, Emmanuel Goldstein. He was the featured enemy of the state, and of course, he was created by the state, and he was flashed across the telly warning you about everything. And we see that now with all of our media today, that no matter whether you pull up to a bank or a shopping center or sitting in a pub somewhere, that there's this constant TV on. The airports the same way, especially CNN, that has a contract to do all these TVs at airports. But for the minute you arrive to your destination there, you're lambasted with this constant propaganda from the media telling you who our enemy is. And technically, I don't need a government to tell me what my enemy is. But anyway, back with our story here on this Syrian alleged weapons, chemical weapons over there. The State Department claims that it has proof that Damascus was behind the attack. And, of course, the State Department goes on to say that it's classified. I mean, now, does that sound like a democracy where you would sit there and you would allege something about some other one? I mean, even a court of law here, there should be some investigation, and the state would not hold that information from anyone because that's, you know, like a discovery, that people have the right to see who accuses them and everything. But anyway, it just shows you the sheer contempt that by classifying or saying it's classified, that either they have zero information, or it's all been fabricated to begin with. But there was a doctor who was commenting on Twitter there talking about the alleged. And of course, this gets back to these white helmets over there. That's another PR firm. They're featured all over Netflix of being such a great moral high standing there. But of course, in the photos, you see them standing there with Al Qaeda. The one favorite one I like is where this little this little boy is sitting there, and there's blood soaked all the way around him and stuff. And then after that, you see him standing up there with a bunch of dead chickens that have been decapitated, and their blood has been dripped all over, and that's the blood they were showing you. But of course, because it's a child, it's supposed to get your heart to ring. Just oh, And like James Corbett's audio premise of his video there, where Trump always refers to the children, the poor children. The last time in Syria, it was the poor children a year ago, almost a year ago, well, a little over a year ago. It was the poor children. But we don't see that over in Israel when Israel is shooting the feet on little kids and stuff so they can't play soccer ever again in their life. Or we don't see that where the snipers are shooting the Palestinians. I think the last count was 27 some odd killed and 1,400 wounded. And this is all on their property. And if you look at the videos and photos, you'll see that to thwart the snipers, the Palestinians had erected a bunch of tires and lit them on fire there so that the IDF couldn't see them to shoot them. And, of course, that didn't stop the Israelis any. And, of course, if you're putting all those burning tires between you and the IDF over there, then, of course, there's zero threat to the IDF. But where was Trump saying the poor children? Where's Trump's voice as he sells billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia, to who Saudi Arabia sits there and bombs all those thousands of Yemenis people to death and all those children over there? The case of double standards or doublespeak coming from governments today, and it's no different here. You can't blame just the United States. The UK is in on it too, just like over in Libya, where the same, there's an acronym for that, the F-U-K-U-S. You can write that down and look at it. You'll understand it. But anyway, these governments that continually lash out at other ones. And, of course, the main reason that you'll find is because, as General Wesley Clark admitted in that video of 7 countries in 5 years, which came out in 2002, which was where he was talking with someone at the Pentagon there about the U.S. was going to attack Iraq. And then a couple of weeks later, he came back and was told it was even worse. And it went on to name the 7 countries in 5 years. And, of course, none of those countries ever attacked the United States. But I'm just wondering when Americans will get tired of seeing all this death and destruction, knowing, in fact, like in Libya, today they're selling slaves for $400. That was not that way under Gaddafi. And if you research any of Gaddafi's videos where he said that, you know, under his government there was no such thing as Al-Qaeda. And today it's these fractions of the NTC and other weirdo names. But they're the ones that have blood-soaked that entire area. But the premise behind this is the 7 countries that were named all had their own banking system. They were not tied to the IMF, World Bank, or the U.S. dollar. And although they may use the U.S. dollar and stuff in transactions, the point is that they don't have their banking system tied with the United States, which further goes on to say here, I had a story here I needed to bring out here that that Russia, again, because of these sanctions and stuff, and also it looks like China is about ready to do the same thing, that the this is from RT.com, that the strategic Russian firm is going to dump SWIFT in favor of this domestic bank transfers alternative. And we know that this entire thing has been about BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And, of course, South Africa, you remember, is basically on the same premise there, that Libya, or Gaddafi, was just about ready to insert the gold dinar into a transaction. And, of course, the first thing was destroyed there was the fact of the GMR water project, as I mentioned. But before they had even cleared out Libya there, they installed their new banking system there. And I know that Gaddafi's son over there has promised kind of like a reform back to what his father had. So I don't expect him to be in office much longer because of the way the governments work today. The global mafia basically wants every transaction in the U.S. dollar. And, of course, especially in these oil-rich countries, they depend upon that transfer of currency. to be able to back up this petrodollar, which is backed by nothing but blood of the U.S. soldiers. And, of course, we have the the same issue of not being backed by gold or anything. And, of course, we look at the massive amounts or tonnages of the gold that Russia and China has purchased. And then, of course, from the west side of things, we look at the 144 tons of gold missing from Libya. I forget the exact amount of gold that was missing tonnage-wise from Iraq, the 30-some-odd tons missing from Ukraine. And it just, you know, and of course, that gold would have been there, you know, supposedly for those that, if they were in debt, that they could pay off their national debt. You imagine what 144 tons of gold would be in today's market there, and how you could secure loans and stuff backed by something tangible other than these fake paper notes and stuff that they keep issuing. And we always constantly see that the, even the news is constantly hyping about the stock market's up, the stock market down. And whenever they hype about how great the stock market is, you have to think like the normal people do, that we don't really invest in the stock market. A lot of us don't. It means nothing to us. These old papers I have around here from the 20s and 30s from the Missoulian, they highlight the fact that what it was like during the Great Depression, how these banks, as people started to fold their farms and stuff, that the banks went in there and seized those same properties there to the point where they owned it all. Just as is when people start selling off their shares, that these same corporations today are buying up those same shares so that they get bigger and bigger, and then eventually they don't even need it, people around there. But then of course, like all times, if you watch the Mike Rivero's All Wars Are Bankers Wars, the fact that they build up this stuff right before a crash, and they've had this QE1, QE2, QE3, QE4 now, and they're just keep delaying the inevitable. And of course, that goes with what I mentioned earlier, the fact that the massive amount of debt, even the IMF here for the United States says that most American families are within $400 of actually having a basic meltdown, that if, whether it's a car fix or whatever, that $400 had basically strapped them to the point where they weren't able to financially pull out of it. We see across Canada right now that their retail housing market is falling. United States the same way, and now they're trying to offer different types of cheap alternative housing to people, especially for the students nowadays who can't afford even to pay back their student loans, that are moving back in with their parents. More and more families are teaming up. It reminds me of when I first met my brother's soon-to-be wife, who was Hispanic and a beautiful gal, and I'm like, I have no problem with her. And but I asked her once, and I says, why is it that so many Mexicans live in the same house? And she told me, she says, that's my parents. And she says the fact of it's not just my parents, but it's my family, and then her parents' parents, and then her husband's parents all live in the same house. And that's how they're able to secure their basic housing. And, of course, everyone demonizes them. Just like I say, if you put sanctions on someone and you start demonizing the country because, oh, everyone's starving over there. Well, that's what happens when you put sanctions on people. And we have a caller finally there. Good evening, Richard, over there in Austin. I hope you're having a good evening there.
No, I'm on edge. Is it like everybody else should be? Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I try to ask this call a lot, this question a lot on the air. You know, the greatest thing Donald Trump did to me, and I'm a secular person, I don't choose any particular religion, but when he called out the 501c3, I just call them prostitutes. I have no respect for them, the millions of them that are out there from every denomination. When he said, I want you guys to drop that Lyndon Johnson 501c3 obligation of not speaking about the corruption in government, when he gave the world the opportunity to call on their clergy, nobody responded to that. And to me, that would have ended this war, the deep state, almost overnight. Because I remember when Martin Luther King, with all his warts, he still was able to get the clergy world out there from all denominations to walk down the street hand in hand and demand rights and housing for and all the rest of it. But Donald Trump sent that cry out to the people, and the people have completely ignored it. I mean, I don't get it. Even your listeners, even, you know, I don't care if it's GCN, RBN, nobody is calling on their so-called pastor, father, clergy to take to the streets with them, because they need to be with them in mass, just like they did in the 60s, and start demanding justice. We know false flags now. We know all of this stuff. But we don't have the masses. We don't have the clergy.
Yeah, Richard. Have you ever heard of Father Coughlin?
I've heard the name, yes, sir.
Okay, back in the 30s, he reached an audience of upwards of 45 million people. He was kind of like a rising demagogue back then. And, of course, in his message there, he did the same thing. Of course, this was during the Great Depression, where you had people trying to buy milk for their babies and standing in massive food lines or some kind of work lines for hours and hours a day just to try to get a few dollars. You know, of course, back then it wasn't much. But the fact was is this shows you that when he went after the banks and corporations, which is the same exact reason why we have our problems today, and I've highlighted that on this show here, that back in the 70s, our employers used to pay our health care and dental. They used to give us time off. They used to give us a guaranteed 40 hours a week. Everything today is part-time. People can't afford nothing. And if you've listened to my show, I've played that George Bush where he talks to that elderly lady, and she says, "I work three jobs." And he says, "Well, that's really uniquely American of you." And no one elderly should have to work three jobs. Of course, they're all part-time jobs. They have zero pay. And, of course, then you're supposed to pay your health care and all that other stuff on it, plus your mortgage, your power, sewer, you know. That, and it's just to suck people into debt. And you're right. People don't get out in mass do anything. I made a meme earlier, which showed a bunch of people holding a cell phone in a crowd. And, I mean, everyone had a phone there. And I said, you know, a nuclear war could go off, and the only time that people in America would complain is because their cellular service was interrupted. That's how dumbed down people are.
Now, everything you said is right and correct, and Father Coughlin had the right idea. We had the Black Rhodes Regiment. But what I'm saying is, all your listeners right now, how come they don't, like, I have this discussion with my mom and all my relatives. Why aren't you calling your father, pastor, I don't care what his title is, and demanding that he join you in spreading this information? We keep letting them off the hook. I mean, these people, if these so-called God heads would, you know, I don't care what you call them, mouthpieces of God, I don't care what their title, if they would join you, like I listened to Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle said he's going to have Pastor Paul on more regularly. I listened to other talk show hosts, and there's a pastor here, a reverend there, but there should be, it's over, 3 million clergy responders out there sworn to get that 10% and keep their mouth shut. To me, those are the Judases of our times. They should be called out on a regular basis. They should be humiliated, castigated, because they have allowed this to happen. When 9/11 happened, they literally showed the world that we own your preacher. We own your father, because he's not going to say anything. We own your imam. We own whatever his title is, we own him, because RBN isn't the only one who knew 9/11 was an inside job. Steve Pajanic isn't the only one. Alex Jones. We had a million preachers that knew, and all of them stood down and took their 10% Judas money. So we need to talk about them just like they are. They are selling, and I don't care who I'm offending. These people have gotten away with this gag order too long, and Donald Trump did everything he could. He even gave the history of Lyndon Johnson's 501c3, why he put it in place, and the people completely ignored it. This is beyond disgusting to me. This is the biggest betrayal of mankind of all times, when you get the entire religious world leadership to shut down, from the Pope to the Dalai Lama. I don't care who you name. All of them have stood down, and they've left it up to you and people like John Statmiller, true Americans like you guys, to do all the heavy lifting. It's crazy.
Right. Hey, Richard, I have a break here, but if you want, why don't you hang on there, and we'll bring it right back after the break, okay?
Well, actually, I'm delivering pizzas, so I gotta go in right now, but I can call back, and I love this conversation.
All right, sounds good. Anytime, okay? My best to you there. Thanks for calling in. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. You're listening to the final part of the show here. Oh, no, wait. I'm off an hour here. A half hour. Sorry about that. Anyway. My bad. Anyway, during the break here, I was looking at a feed here on Twitter here. Donald Trump had ordered this Syrian strike based on a secret a justification that even Congress can't see. Now, think of that for a minute there, because it says here, on Friday night, President Trump ordered a U.S. military to conduct a bombing attack against the government of Syria without congressional authorization. That should be a warning flag there. How can this be constitutional, given the fact that Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution's or Founding Fathers document declares that Congress shall have power to declare war? But, you know, more and more, when I look at all the voting fraud, the pushing of migrants into this country, of course, to get them to vote Democratic and everything, to get their perks and benefits that most Americans can't get. But I actually wonder more and more that the United States looks more like fascism and tyranny
And why do people even bother to vote anymore? Because it seems like they're just going to put those that they want in there. And I believe that the scenarios that that we see playing out is like the old films and even newer ones of the good cop, bad cop. Donald Trump was supposed to be the good cop. Hillary was a bad cop. Yet they both work for the state. And, of course, the one might hit you with a phone book or whatever like that, but the other one wouldn't. But still, it's like I know a lot of people still are avid supporters of Donald Trump, and I have no problem. He's the president of the United States. But what I have a problem on is that when I had all my friends there in 2016 trying to say, hey, go out and vote for Trump, you know, and their hopes have been dashed. It's been constant 180 after 180 after 180 of what he stated was going to be his foreign policy. Stay out of Syria. Don't go into Syria. We'll lose money, lives, all this. And it's been totally opposite now. Why people would... I mean, can't they realize exactly what is actually going on to the point that the government is running amok? And it's the same when you read the paper where it says that the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. You can watch congressional testimony to the fact that the FBI has spent millions of dollars, of taxpayers' dollars, setting up these patsies, normally those who are kind of mentally deranged, to go out and do all these terrorism acts, and then come out to the fact where it's all been set up. And, of course, the FBI rushes in at the end there and say, hey, look, we stopped a terrorist activity. And when you read these so-called acts of terrorism there, every single article always says was known to the FBI, was known to the FBI. And I just I feel so sorry that people are getting so duped into this. And we see what UK is doing. We see what France is doing. Even Germany, they are moving ahead and they don't care what the people say. We're going to bring migrants in. We don't care if our citizens get raped, knifed, or whatever like that. And now UK is talking about banning knives. Oh, wow. You know, so I guess you'll be able to order plastic utensils over there before too long just to make sure that no one's injured, you know. In the meantime, that seems to be so devastating, but not the fact that British arms sales Theresa May over there rolling out the red carpet for that Saudi king the other day, a prince. And, of course, this is to sell, of course, billions of dollars more arms. And, of course, the British taxpayer has to sit there and fund most of this to where they watch those same tax dollars getting blown up on some people somewhere down in Yemen or whatever. And this isn't just in UK either, down in Australia. I have quite a few people I follow in Australia there, and they're having a massive problem down there. And, of course, you can tell it is a corporate takeover. And as if you look it up, the United States is a federal corporation by law, and it will secure its profits by making sure that those corporations succeed. Anyway, bottom of the hour break here, 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We still got a half hour, so join in and chime in and say hi or something. We'll be right back. Radio, double talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back.
Double talk is all
you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And yeah, there's more things constantly developing. It just seems like it just never quits there. And I believe that the Western states that were involved in that Syrian attack is in the massive damage control. But over in Syria right now, there are three main Christian churches over there are talking about the fact of this aggression towards the not only the state of Syria, but also the targeted areas over there, which were predominantly Christian. And again, we have Theresa May that says it's our duty to protect the children of Syria. And again, this PR content of always using children, that's supposed to be the most touching thing. We for those that know history in the British Empire, I mean, it's kind of laughable in that sense there. It's kind of like that old saying there that the sun never set upon the British Isles or the British Empire there because even God didn't trust him in the dark. But there's another one here from the Daily Mail that is recent here where I notice in the statement he makes, he always leaves it so that there won't be any retaliation against him. So he says, or it says, this former head of Britain's special forces says Assad doesn't need to use gas because he's already won the war. And we know that for a fact there because even Trump said Assad had won the war. The Pentagon had said that Assad had won the war. So if everyone knows he's winning, why in the heck would he stage some chemical thing? But anyway, this former head of the special forces there then says, but give May benefit of the doubt over intelligence. See, that covers his butt, because we know that those who speak out against the government, they are targeted individuals. And, you know, that should be a warning for a lot of people that go out there, like all these U.S. soldiers who I feel so sorry for, that they go out to these, and I've got a lot of veteran friends that go out into these conflagrations, as they call them, and they do the dirty deeds of the state, and then they come back home and they're basically dumped by their own Veterans Administration. They have to live with the PTSD and stuff from the massive amounts of crime and stuff that they see in which their country may have done or been a part of. And it's saddening. And of course, when you look at the billions of dollars written in prescriptions for these same veterans, the amount of suicides daily of those same veterans, that you think that people would rise up and say, hey, you know, let's just quit this, you know. But this evil New World Order agenda, and I've tried to stress to the fact there is, if you think the amount of crime and corruption in the United States is bad within the government, it's other agencies within that government, whether it's the EPA and their toxic spills and the big corporations, how they plaster over some tribal grounds to put an oil line in, or the fracking, which is poisoning basic water supplies of other people, where you can actually turn your faucet on and light it and actually have a flame coming out of your water line. But it's not just prevalent here in the United States. It's over in Germany, UK, France. And it seems like over in France people are more awake there, because you can look at the massive miles of backed up traffic where farmers will get their tractors out on the freeways and just shut things down. We see over there now recently there's been recent Lufthansa Airlines has had a problem there with their striking workers. The rail system in France has basically been shutting itself down there. Of course, this is 2 or 3 days old there, but just things I didn't skim on earlier. But we have those that are going through so much problems in the world. And then, of course, we have the building over there that houses that housing unit that had the bad siding on it, where the whole thing went up in flames and 70-some-odd people, or it could have been more, that passed away. And, of course, this was due to the corruption with these contractors who put the wrong siding on, which wasn't supposed to go up above the first floor, let alone up the entire side of the building, which acted as a wick. But if you think all that corruption worldwide is bad right now, wait. Just wait until you have a new world order single government which operates under those same premises, and you'll see how fast things turn. I know a lot of people have heard about these FEMA camps and guillotines and whatever. But the point is, though, is will it come down to the point where the government will start, or governments, i.e. plural, will start doing to their own citizens what they've been doing to others, like that Haman Square over there in Chicago. You can read this, where they disappeared 7,000 people. I always try to point that out there, because when you talk about, like I mentioned, I think before here, where I was getting shadow banned on Twitter for a whole day there because I was doing these flashback things where North Korea disappears 7,000 people, blah, blah, blah. And then I put, oh, wait, darn, that was Chicago. And the same thing about, you know, North Korea tortures its prisoners. Oh, wait, no, sorry, that was Gitmo, United States. And the same thing about Trump redoing these black prison torture centers, as they call it. And, of course, done under these U.S. contractors like Blackwater, whatever their name is now, you know. But imagine all this, what's going on right now, just to push this agenda, what they want. And then, of course, we now have the ability to be able to link worldwide to other people around the world and see exactly instant tweets, videos. And it seems like the big media is always in damage control, trying to thwart whatever the independent media is putting out there. And they're trying to make new laws now, which will add more censorship to those that are trying to at least get the truth out. That one video on Netflix that I watched, that Jeremy Shahill's Dirty Wars. If you watch that, what the JSOC has done over there in these foreign countries like Somalia and stuff, these are countries the United States is not even in a declared war with. They just have these so-called policing actions. But first, before you were to watch it, just Google the U.S. arms sell, or sorry, U.S. sells arms too. And that's all you put in there. U.S. sells arms too, and hit enter, and you'll see the plethora of countries. Most of them are the same countries they have military actions in today, of where arms were sold to either back up some rapacious regime that they wanted to, and they formed a militia. And then, of course, the slaughtering comes. And, of course, the slaughtering is no different than what you see with ISIS or Al-Qaeda or whatever these other al-Nusra fractions are. It gives the preemptive means, again, for the United States to say, hey, we need to go in there and clean this crap up, whether it's Boko Haram or whatever. And, of course, these are usually all generally started by the CIA in some way, and it gives the U.S. a premise to go in there. But, again, in doing so, whenever a country is mentioned, I usually just go and I look up the GDP of the country, and you'll find out whether the country has gold, oil, whatever minerals that are used for making cell phones, laptops, and of course, which are mined by slave labor, generally most kids, just like commercials you see on TV where it shows this poor little girl that has to wave around this very sharp machete cutting sugar cane, under this child slave labor. And then it goes on, I believe it's a UNICEF commercial there, but it goes on to talk about how the child could be put through school and everything. But the point is, those, if they know that this is going on, why don't they stop it? Well, it's because these big corporations, they need that slave labor. They don't want to pay someone a working wage to be able to go out there and support a family. And it's the same premise, whether it's Communist China, as they call it. John Pilger has highlighted that too, where it's these same sweatshops, and the list goes on in country after country, where they pay workers maybe $38 a month to make to work 12 hours a day making Nike shoes, in which most of them, I think, sell between $150 and $200 for these good pairs of shoes, everything like that. But again, the employee only makes $38 a month, and they have to survive on that and, you know, support their family. And that's why you see all the nutrition needs again, where it talks about this country needs rice or whatever to support its starving population. But the corporations don't care, and they will work you till you drop. And the same thing with the way corporations work, too. I've highlighted before about that Bhopal chemical accident over there in India, where upwards of 500,000 people were affected by that. Over 10,000 died within the first 3 weeks. And, they finally did bring to justice six of the employees. They had a seventh one targeted there, but he died before the trial there. But they didn't say what he died from. It could have been from exposure from that same toxic whatever, but I forget the name of the chemical that was released there, but out of all that, 500,000 people that were affected by that, some permanently damaged through their lungs and stuff, which became a disability for the rest of their lives. The six people that were indicted on that, they paid $2,000 and 2 years in jail. And yet you can go out and stick up a 7-Eleven store or a Circle K or something and wind up being in jail for life. The justice does not seem right. Just like when you hear a law enforcement, they'll pull a vehicle over and they'll run four different licenses through their SWIFT system there. And after the officer clears, after 38 minutes of being detained there, you realize he was on a shopping spree because the premise of probable cause for the stop was because the party that owned the vehicle, his license plate illumination light was not on. I mean, do you realize how stupid that sounds? You have people out there committing war crimes, and they're out there trying to target people, and of course trying to hopefully find someone's got warrants and stuff to keep the counties and stuff going. Same thing with the drugs, with all the TSA and border control. How do all the drugs keep coming in this country here, which drives the civilian population into massive poverty, destroys our inner cities, and of course it's targeted too, which, you know, raises the crime up. But of course, it affords the courts the needed necessities to fund themselves, the demand for law enforcement to get out there with their statement of need that they need new Prowler cars or another deputy hired. The same thing with these private prisons that operate for profit. I read that article here about a month or so ago about down there in Florida there, where the Miami Herald, I believe it, the magazine there, talked about these fight clubs that were being organized inside these like juvenile detention centers, where they had a fight club, and it was all organized by the guards, and a lot of broken noses, homosexual acts, all this was being done, and they commented in the article there that this was to harden off those inmates. Because they knew that repetition of having to fight to survive would wind you back up in prison again. And, of course, that's where they want you. They want this prison slave labor. That's the biggest form of slavery there is today. And, of course, I've mentioned this before about how it's targeted. It's saddening. And, of course, again, and this targeting there, when you see all these prisoners with their tattoos that there says Jesus across them or a cross tattooed on them, this shows you the amount of disparity that one has to suffer through to be able to support himself and what he will turn to be able to, not to turn a dollar or turn a trick, but to survive. A lot of that may include families. And just like Planned Parenthood, a little over 800 deaths a day with Planned Parenthood across the United States here, which is basically organized murder. And of course, you find out the parts are shipped out, and then you find out the fact that they use these baby fetus cells for flavor enhancements on your food. Google it. Don't take my word. Google it and read that. Pepsi was caught doing it. Others have been doing that. All I can say is it reminds me of Charlton Heston there on Soylent Green, screaming, you know, basically they're eating people. The amount of dog food that has recently been recalled, I think the last one was 27 different brands that, again, have been found with these euthanasia drugs in it, which means that they're taking these animals from these shelters and grinding them back up and selling them back as dog and cat food and stuff. I mean, the amount of treachery that is being done, and if you own a scanner, I've always kind of been amazed about that, but if you own a scanner, you'll actually see the amount of suicide calls and stuff these law enforcement go on today, the domestic partner family assaults. they're on the rise, and they keep going up more and more. But when you drive down the highways, especially here in Montana, you'll see that traffic is getting lighter and lighter because people aren't traveling anywhere. That means that they're home more. That means that they're shut-ins. The amount of friction grows within the family more. You can imagine the wife saying, "Why don't you get out there and get yourself a job?" You know, or the husband now saying, "You want equality? Go get a job." You know, but the point is, though, is this is what drives crime, just as much as those that go to school and they can't find a job anywhere, and their last recourse is, of course, is to join the military, pay off your student loan. You know, all these promises. You know, of course, you can't do it if you're dead, but I just don't see, like Richard has mentioned there, why people don't rise up even within their own churches to say something. Christ would have. Christ blaringly came out there and he pointed out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. And it should have been a blessing that people would look at that. But it seems like no one wants to say anything anymore. And if they don't, I guess it's that Stockholm syndrome, just watching your the love of your captor, you know. Anyway, we'll be right back. We've got enough time for one more phone call if anyone wants to call in. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Radio, double talk is all you get.
And you wanna... Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk
Welcome back. You're listening to the last portion here of On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And I don't know why I didn't have that. Oh, did I? Did Richard call back? Okay, yeah, all right. Throw you back on there, Richard.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm sorry if I had to pull out earlier, but I had to go back into the building. I just have another quick comment, too. Because when I was in the military in 91, when we were exercising all over the world, and I realized then that we were going into some kind of conflict, and I knew I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't know none of the details, but I knew one thing. I didn't want to be a part of it because I grew up in the Vietnam era, and I knew about that. So I left 90 days of leave on the table. They took thousands of dollars from me. I was facing homelessness, and I had people pressuring me to resign because I was ready to make rank because my parents didn't know what I was going to do with my future. My point is, since these troops have such a dilemma and they're committing suicide when they go over there and they realize what they've been a part of, they're going to have to make the same decision I made and just decide. Do I want to be a part of this madness? Do I want to really be... Do I really want my legacy to be that I destroyed third world countries, that I destroyed some of the oldest civilizations on the planet, that I displaced Christians, Muslims, and Jews? See, people say, well, you can't condemn the troops, but these are grown men. These people are condemning innocent people to life or death. So we have to talk to them directly and let them know, we support you, Mr. and Mrs. Troop, but we're not going to support you delivering the PNAC document. They plan to work, and you're working the plan. So we got to let them know that.
Well, you know, Richard, the way I look at it is there's so many billions of people on Earth, none of us ever asked to be born. And this constant rivalry between different fractions of whether it's race, religion, or, you know, it's just so pathetic and mundane, you know, that they could use that as an issue. But I learned years ago the indoctrination, like in school. First of all, it was hand over the heart, stand in front of a flag. Then it was the sports to get you into the team player, putting on the different uniforms, working your way up, the admiration with all the brownie points, the scout badges, and, you know, and you know, it sounds good. It's just like when you look at Twitter there, they're constantly the admiration of old politicians. You know, I mean, they admire them, and you sit back and say, this person destroyed that country. Why would you sit there and you know, and I mean, why would people do that?
Well, they got people that'll do the work for them. I mean, like I said earlier, you guys are out there delivering the information. But our youngsters who want it, and I worked at the Pizza Joint, we're about 15 people that since I've worked there, have joined the military. After all of the information I give them, and just like you said, you know, people want to be something, they want to be a part of something. But when you tell them what you're about to be a part of, you don't want to have to live with that. And then 4, 5, 8 years later, they come back and commit suicide. Some of them commit suicide.
Right.
So we got
right.
to be specific.
That's right. That's right.
Hey,
I've talked to... Yeah, okay, no problem there. All right, we got coming up next here is On Frequency Radio there, or Blacklisted, I'm back there. Blacklisted News Radio coming up next there. Thank you, Kenneth, in the control room, and also those in the chat room, and also those that followed here out on the regular internet there. Tune in next week. We'll be back then, and always, again, take care, and again, my condolences to Granny and her family there for loss of her husband there. But anyway, we'll see you next week there. Again, have a good evening.
Turn it up as loud as it don't go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it don't go. Talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.